Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a tiny Daf Kof Ches in the Hoizvah Adar edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Aloch Hey. We're starting Amud Aleph on top, continuing the Agadatas of the Churban. So says the Gemara in the second line, Sholosh Shonim Umechtzo Oso Adrayanus Makif of Beisor. 3.5 years, Adrayanus tried to conquer Beisor. Blozer Modei was sitting with a sack and ashes. Umispal bechol yoim, and he davened every day. Don't sit in judgment to judge Beisor. But Adrianus Mezali. So at some stage, Adrianus decided he's going to leave. Only had kusoi. One kusi told him, "Loi teizilach. Don't leave." I'll check what to do, and I will make sure that this place, this Beisor, will be conquered by you. He went through the sewage of the of Beisor, because nobody else could come in. He comes and he sees the Blozer Modei davening. So he pretended to whisper something in his ear, when he actually didn't. Chamuni bnei medinoso. So the people saw him. Vaisuni gabei ben kozu. So they brought the ben kozu. Omulei chamina nayen sapa mishtai lechavivach. We see this kusi. He was talking to Rablozer Modei, who is the uncle of ben kozivo. Omulei ma'amartle omar maloch. What did you tell him? What did he tell you? Omulei ano omar loch malka kotali. If I'll tell you, my king will kill me. Viloi ano omar loch. If I don't tell you, at kotali yosei, you'll kill me. Tavli malga kodol asiv loyat. I prefer my king to kill me than you. Omerlei, so he told him, Omerlei, what Rablozer Modei told me, Tehane mashli medinoso. That he wants Beisor to surrender. Also, Gabi Rablozer Modei, so when Kuziva comes, Rablozer Modei, Omerlei, Ma'amalach hadnikosaya, what did this Kuzi tell you? Omerlei, loy klum, he didn't tell me a thing. Ma'amartlei, what did you tell him? Omerlei, loy klum, I didn't say anything. Yoiv lechad boat vekatle. So he kicked him, and he killed him with one kick. Miad Yotu Baskol Vomros, the Baskol came out and said, "This is a pasuk in Zechariah. Hoy roi ha'olil oizve atzoin, cherev al zroi val enyaminoi, sword on the hand and on his eye, zor yivo ishtivash ve enyamino kortiche. Someone who cut off his hand and eye, he won't have a hand and eye." Meaning, Rablozer Modei, he was the tzaddik that was protecting the town. They killed him, so now they won't have a protection. You killed the Blozer Modei, who's the arm of Am Yisrael, and their eye. So you may lay the fickle Zroch Loisaish Yevosh Tivosh, therefore the arm of this person will dry, and his eye will diminish. Right away, Beisor was captured, and Kozivo was killed. Also, Tainin Reisha Gabi Adrianus. They brought his head to Adrianus. Omelon Makotalin, who killed this? Who was able to kill Ben Kozivo? Omelon Chat Kutayo, Anakatal Dekin, the Akusi said, "I killed him." Omelon Chamili Petoimi, I want to see his body, the rest of the body. Chamili Petoimi, he showed the body. Ashkach Kachino Karicha Aloy, he saw a snake around the body, around the neck. Omelon Lulei Elo de Katlei, Manava Yochli Katlei. If not, that the God killed him, if not, that Kashbuchu killed him, nobody else would be able to kill Ben Kozivo because he was so strong. Lane, they said the pasuk on him, "Im loyki tsurom mechorom Hashem isgirom," meaning the reason why they were defeated because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that they will be defeated. They were killing all the Jews in Beisor, till the horse was going in blood until his nose. So so much blood, it was. There were stones, rocks, the size of Arboim Seo, the weight of Arboim Seo, that were rolling in the blood. And the blood went into the sea, 4 mil into the sea. People tell me, okay, Beisor is close to the sea. It was 40 mil away from the sea. So the blood was flowing for 40 mil and then 4 mil into the water. They found 300 brains of children on one stone that the enemies killed in Am Yisrael. They found 3 baskets of kutzut tefillin, means of cut off heads, shel teisha teisha same. Each one was teisha same in terms of weight. There was 9 kupois, each one was 3 same. Tarim Shem Galilo Yimei Chamesh Vod Bat Yisoyf Yimei Beis, so there was 500 schools. Ve'akota Shebein Yimei Pochaz Mei Chamesh Vod Tinokes. The small school had 500 children in it. Ve'yoyimei Yimbo Asoyin Malenu. If they're going to come, the enemies will come on us. We're going to go out and we're going to pierce their eyes with our pens. Meaning there were so many of them. The cave and shegormu avoynois. Once there was so many averis and they had to be punished. Each one of these children, they surrounded him with a sefer. They wrapped him with a sefer and they burned him. The only one who was left is me. Meaning Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Karal Germay called, he said on himself, Eini olilo nefshi mikol b'noi seiri. Meaning I'm the only one left from all the kids in my city. Says the Gemara, Kerem Godol Ayala Adrianus Arosha. It was a huge vineyard that Adrianus Arosha had. Shwaneser mil was 18,000 mil, square mil. Kemin Tveria Letzibor, like the distance between Tveria and Letzibor. Fikifu Goder me'arugi beiser. They made a fence out of it from the bodies of the people that were killed in Beser. Meloi koyma, the height of a person. Upishud yadai, beating it with their hands were stretched. Veloigozar leim shikovri, did not allow to bury these bodies. Hachahavad melech echad vegozar leim shikovru. Until came another king, and he said you could bury the bodies. Rav Chuda b'shenit no arugi beiser lekvuro, when arugi beiser were allowed to be buried, nikvo hatoiv ha-beitiv. That's when they established the bracha on Birkas Hamazon of hatoiv ha-beitiv. Hatoiv shelo yinisruchu. The toiv is that they didn't stink, meaning they didn't rot. V'amuto shenitzu lekvuro, that they were allowed to be buried. Tanya Beiser b'52 shodo oso beiser lachachur beiser migdosh. Beiser was there 52 years after Chor HaBais. V'lama chavro, why did it get destroyed? They lit candles in happiness when Beis Hamikdash was Chorev. Why were they happy when it was Chorev Beis Hamikdash? The important rich people of Yerushalayim, they were crooks. And they were sitting in the Emtzah Medina, sitting in the middle of the country, see who is Oyle L'Regel. They saw some rich person going to the Regel. However, I really begin the Shemitah Aloch that boy bisavado are kutos ubulbutos. They started talking to him. They say, we hear that you want to become an important person, that you want to come and maybe become more royal. Formerly, Lays Bedai, you know, he says, I didn't have that in mind at all. But then the Shemitah Aloch that boy bisbado said, they told him, well, we heard you want to sell your property where you came from. Formerly, Lloyd, Lays Bedai, I don't want to sell my property. So the friend, the rich friend of the Anshei Yerushalayim, tells him, "What do you need for this guy? So he write a document that says that you own this field." I'll sign on his behalf. He wrote the shtar. They said that document, the deed, to the one who was managing the properties of the one who's oil the regal. Probably they told him, it also palio milu usi de day. If this owner of the house will come and want to enter back into his property, don't let him because he sold it to us. Meaning they would trick and they would forge a signature to say that this property belongs now to the people of Yerushalayim. When he came and saw what they did to him, he told him, he said, I wish that I broke my leg. I would not go to Yerushalayim to the oil of the regal. I went to the regal, and now I got into this trouble that I lost my property. The Gemara explains, make the ways to this house, the Beis HaMikdosh, be empty. Make this the life of this house come to an end. End the days of this house. So there was some happiness when they saw the Beis HaMikdash Charev, because all the crooks of Yerushalayim were not in control anymore. So the Gemara of Inu Loinaf Kotavos, they also did not end up in a good way, because Sameach Leid Loinake, someone who's happy when someone else falls, he's not going to be clean as well. There were two brothers in this village, and the Romans tried to come and conquer the village, but they were killing all the Romans. And the Romans basically almost gave up. They said, the only medicine that we have is to make them our king. Continues the Gemara of Kofchesa with base. Abin Mivatikin Uv Chazva. Let's try one more time to conquer this village. Minafkin, as the brothers are leaving the village to go fight the Romans, Pagabi Chazza, no man meets them. Omar Loin Biraychon Saudinchon. Hashem will help you. Omar Loi Said Velo Yismaych, we don't need his help. Halayatol Kim Zrachton, you left us. So that made them lose the war, lose the battle, because they spoke this way against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were two big trees in Har Mishcha, in Har Zesim. They were so large, there were so many birds on the tree. Under one of them, there was four stores selling the meat of the chicken that was on these trees. And the other one brought out 40 seyo. It was a huge amount of gozos, of chicks, every single month. That was the source for the kinim, for the birds that had to come to Beis HaMikdash for all Am Yisrael. To Shimon, it's called Mountain of Shimon, that was the name of the place. Havim Mafik took out, Tlas Mavon de Garbin, 300 baskets, de Markoya, pieces of bread, Lekaitot, for the poor, Kol Urvas Shoba, every Erev Shabbos. Why was it destroyed? They were not careful about Znus. They used to play ball. Reb Chaim brings they used to play ball on Shabbos, and either it was a problem of Muktzeh, or they played ball and it was a Bitul Torah. I said, this mountain called Har HaMelech had 10,000 cities. One of Blozor and Charsum had 1,000 out of the 10,000. Elef Sfinas Bayam, and he had 1,000 ships in the sea. V'chulam chorvo, all in what God destroyed. Shalosh ha-yores haya katmum shalem oilu Yerushalayim ba'agola. Three cities, the census of the city had to go to Yerushalayim in a wagon because there were so many names. Kvul v'shichin u'migdal tzvaya, that's the name of the cities. V'shloshtam chorvo, all three got destroyed. Kvul, why? B'na machlikis, it was a machlikis over there. Shichim nikshofim, because they were doing sorcery over there. U'migdal tzvaya b'na asduz, because of the snooze that was in that city. Shlosh kfar in those three villages, each one of them had 1.2 million people coming out of that city. Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlayo, Kfar Dichrayo. That's the names. Why would the name it was Kfar Bish? They did not accept people coming in, they didn't do Achrasas Orchim. Why was it called Kfar Shechlayo? Referring to shcholim, type of vegetable that grows a lot. What was the reason that the third place called Kfar Dichrayo? All the women gave birth to boys only. There was no girls that were born in the city. If the woman did not leave the city, they would not have a female born. In order to have girls born, they had to leave the city. Meaning, you continue to speak about the greatness of the numbers that were in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So he's coming to say there was this very rare occurrence that happened because there were so many people. What's the rare occurrence? Under this vine, one vine, there were 80 zugei achim, 80 pairs of brothers, all of them koyanim. Nisu, they married Lishmoinim Zugus Achoyos. They married 80 pairs of sisters. Koyanus, they were daughters of Koyanim. Belaila Echod, all happened in one night. And then that does not include Chutz Meachim Beloyachayos. There was brothers that married other women that were not sisters. And Meachayos Beloyachim. And sisters that married people that were not brothers. Chutz Melevim, Chutz Yisrael. This is only the Koyanim. We're not counting the Levim and Yisrael. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of people. This location. There were 80 stores of orge pilgas, meaning people that weave silk. There were 80 stores that sold taharas. There were 80 chariots of metal in shichin. We never saw in our days such a wagon made out of metal. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Chuno Imor he aitak tanosh mishmaris. The Imor is the name of a mishmaris of Kehuno, and that was the smallest one. V'aitam utziyo 85,000 pichik Kehuno had 85,000 children of Kehuno. All b'yochad 80,000 pichik Kehuno nergu al domo shel Zachariah. There were 80,000 children of Koyanim that died because of the blood of Zachariah. The Gemara now brings the story. Where is the Chayr, the Novi? They killed him. Where? Bezaz Anoshim or Bezaz Yisrael? So Anoshim is the courtyard in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Bezaz Yisrael is the 11 Amu in the beginning of the Azara of the courtyard of Beis HaMikdash itself. It's the 11 Amu, which is more interior, which is more Kaddish. They didn't treat it like the dam of an aisle or a tzvi, which you need to cover. You have to cover a deer who died. You have to cover his blood. They left the blood on the stone, meaning on the floor. Why? Shmuchu made that the blood stayed there on the floor of Beis HaMikdash, so to bring more anger and to have a revenge. Shevi Averis of Yisrael Bo Yisrael, the day that they killed Zechariah, they did 7 Averis. Hogu Koyen, they killed a Koyen. Ve'novi, and he was a Novi. Ve'dayon, because he was a judge. Ve'shav Chud Anoki, they killed someone who was innocent. Ve'timus Azor, they made Tum in the Azor because he had a mace over there. Ve'shabbos, it was Shabbos, they did Chilo Shabbos. Ve'yom Kippurim, it was Yom Kippur as well. Kevan Shaolon Vuzadan Lekan, Cain Vuzadan, the general, Ra'a Saddam Toises, he sees the blood that is still boiling. What's the story over here? Omladam Purim Vikvasim Ve'elim, it's the blood of the Karbanis. Shirim Akrim al Gabi Amizbech. Miadavi Purim Ve'elim Vikvasim, so he bought an ox, and he bought a ram, and he bought a sheep. Vishachtan Olavadain Dam Toises, he shecht it, and it's still boiling. The Gemara in the Bali says that he compared the blood, and he saw that it's not the same blood. They didn't say what happened, so he put them to hang in order for them to speak before they're being hanged. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming to demand it, so they told him, it was a Novi who told us exactly what's going to happen. What you're doing, he told us, and we came and killed him. He brought 8,000 children of Kehuna, and he shecht, they killed all his kids, and the blood was still boiling. So he starts screaming it. You want me to kill the entire nation for you? Kishbuchu had full of mercy. He's cruel. But he had a little mercy. He says, why are you still boiling? You want me to kill everybody? So he has Rachim al Bonai, Anisha Kasubi, me, Kashbochu, that says, Ki Kerachu Mashem Akecho, Lea Pechov, Lea Shkitecho, Lea Shkaz, Bisa Visecho, I have mercy on you and I remember the covenant. Alachas Kavikamo, so Avi, Kolchakin, that should have mercy. Miad Romas Ladam, Anila Bim Koybo, he hinted to the blood and it was swallowed and it stopped boiling. There were 80,000 children of Kehuna that went into the doors to the small rooms of Beis HaMikdash. They all got burned. That's the only one who remained. The apostle speaks about him that he's a peg that was saved from the fire. 80,000 of children of Kehuna, they ran away from the soldier of Nechonetzar. They came to the Shmeilim. He says, please give us to drink because we're very thirsty. So they brought in salted fish and empty flasks. He says, first eat, then you'll drink. So they ate the salted fish, they became even more thirsty. So then he opened the flask. Only air into the flask and went into him and killed him. A big Puranus in Arvaya means by the Arab they Shmuelim. The Hemshech Apostle is Biyar Barav Talino. Means Sunni Biyar Vanoin Barav Talino. The ones that were in Beis HaMikdash, they were in Arav that evening. Ella or Chois Tedonim, that's the Lashon Apostle. Tash the Gwon Dach of Tesamud Aleph, Ken or Chayin Debri Dudai Avdin, that's what cousins do. Yishmael shet someone. Yishmael was thirsty. Lo yikat some esayu ma'im. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him water. If kach elokim esenei avatar bear ma'im, that his mother saw the well of water to give him to drink. Lo yimin tivusachem asu lagabech. We didn't come to you because of your good skite. Ki yipnichavar v'ois nindodu yipnichar metushu. We were running away from the swords. So yishyav rechmonas on us. And the Gemara dashed in the two shush. Well, why they were punished this way? Shelo ratzu lishamer shvita say, and they wouldn't keep shmita am Yisrael. Kamudat oma veshvis tishtomterem unetashto. The word netusha refers to shmita. Umipnei keshes rucha genhemshech apasuk. What is that referring to? Shelo ratzu lishamer shabsuseim. They didn't keep Shabbos. Kamudat oma, as we saw in the pasuk, abimehem reisi biyudo dorichim gisus b'Shabbos. They were pressing their grapes on Shabbos. Umipnei koyved am lechama. What is that referring to? They want to find the milchama of Torah. Come without Omar, can you amar b'sav milchama Hashem? Meaning milchama refers to milchama of Torah, and they were trying to avoid that. So this is what they were punished for. They're punished for chilul Shabbos, for not keeping shmita, and for not learning Torah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Kofches.